I'd like to call to order the January 5th, 2023 meeting of the Tacoma Civil Service Board. May we have the roll call, please?
Yes. Board Member Wick?
Here.
Board Member Allen?
Here.
Chair Hansen?
Here.
Board Member Sexton?
Here.
Board Member Klein?
Here.
Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance?
Present.
Okay, and has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I will move. Oh,
go ahead.
I will move to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Chair Hansen?
Yes, discussion.
I just wanted to let you know I plan to abstain since I wasn't present at the meeting.
Okay, okay. So all in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is communication for information, and the board's going to hold a study session on the topic of residency right after the meeting. Action on matters still pending, new business. You have anything on that?
None this evening.
Okay. Consideration of matters set for public hearing.
None this evening.
Okay. Civil Service Coordinator report.
I do not have a report this evening.
Okay. Human Resources Director report and requests.
Okay. I have both this evening. So good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. It's nice to see you in person. I'm Shelby Fritz, Human Resources Director, and I have a report for you this evening. The first is on our classification and compensation study for our non-represented employees. The good news is that we have completed it and we are in the final stages of implementation now. Our one.
Can I say something? I'm having trouble hearing, and I think so is Board Member Sexton.
So let me see if I can. It doesn't.
Although yours is red. Maybe
yeah,
it's
that's
off.
Gonna, I think it's broken.
Oh, I've lost all sound. Is people talking? I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me, Dan?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, it turned off.
And I don't know if Ms. Fritz's speaker's working. That's a problem. We don't know.
Right. Sorry if I interrupted there. I couldn't hear anything. So why
don't what? Do you want to sit here in my seat?
No. Oh, why don't I switch with you just to be extra close? We're making it up as we go.
Yeah, that's
good. Okay. So can you hear me okay, Dan?
Or board? Yes. Thank you.
So as I mentioned, the good news is we have completed our non-represented classification and compensation study for our employees. We have 1,111 non-represented employees who received letters on December 27th, 2022. Informing them of their new classification and compensation that went into effect earlier this week on January 2nd, 2023. As you know, this study included a comprehensive review of our management analyst 1, 2, and 3 classifications. The result was elimination of the management analyst series and creation of 66 new classifications from that particular classification. If you've heard of that classification, it's known worldwide as a catch-all for lots of different jobs. So we now have 66 new classifications as a result of that. I feel that the new classifications do a good job of better describing the work in each of those individual jobs. And knowing that this was a major concern of Alice Phillips from Local 483, we met with her and Rose Mitchell on December 22nd, 2022, to begin the review of those 66 new classifications. because of her previous concerns about there being bargaining unit work kind of mixed in. She was worried that some people had used that management analyst series to avoid putting people in the union. So I've promised her to be completely transparent, show her all of those classifications, bring any concerns to me, and we'll work to resolve any differences there. So in 2022, we had a total of 236 non-represented classifications. And with the implementation of our new system, we now have 323 non-represented classifications. All of our classifications, both old and new, were reviewed by the city attorney's office to evaluate whether or not they should be in the classified or non-classified service. Keeping in mind that non-represented classifications were both created and eliminated in this process, there are now 49 non-represented classifications that are in the classified civil service. That is a reduction of one from 50 in 2022. In February, I'll officially present the Civil Service Board with a request for waiver of competitive examination for the employees who will be impacted by the change in status. We'll also provide the employees with a letter explaining what being a member of the classified civil service entails and entitles them to. And I'd love to have feedback from the board on that letter as well. That concludes my report for on the classification and compensation study. Any questions on that?
Yeah, I do. So you have 66 positions that came out of the management analyst position.
Yes.
And you're going to be reviewing those positions to see if some of them should be in the classified service?
Reviewing them to see if any of them have any conflict with bargaining unit work, the clerical unit of 483. I've also made the open the door for any other union that has any concerns with any of our new classifications in the non-represented group, the opportunity to let me know if they see concerns as well. Because there's such a fine line between bargaining unit work and non-bargaining unit mm-hmm. work, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if there was some overlap, and we'll do what we need to do to address that. So I'm working directly with Alice Phillips and Rose Mitchell right now from Local 483 on that. I haven't yet heard from any other unions.
Okay. And you said that there's now 49 positions in the classified service, which is one less
than 49 classifications. Yes.
Okay. Which is one less than what it was before. Which classification was taken out of the classified?
It's not that easy. See, that's what I was trying to figure out, but so many were either eliminated or turned into like 66 new classifications. I can get the board a report that shows which positions are classified.
Okay.
But it's not as simple as saying one was taken out, because there was a kind of shuffle of all of them.
Do you know off the top of your head, and you may not, about the engineers? You had engineers that 10 years ago were reclassified into management analysts, and they had some issues with it and all, and they were some of them were engineers, some of them were quasi-engineers, some of them were like more like drafters, you know. It was a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
And so I was just curious of where they are now. And
so I think we'd have to look at specific classifications, but our consultant went through everybody's position description form. And so if they were an engineer or something like that, they would have been reallocated to an engineering classification. I don't recall hearing of any issues of them kind of being left in a management analyst series. The previous study was really looking at making broad general job classifications for people. We think they've went a little bit too far. So this study kind of brought it back in a little bit to where we had more specific job classifications for folks. For example, my EEO officer was previously a management analyst 3, which is odd. So we now have an EEO officer classification. I'm hoping that we're closing in on the right number. Any other questions on that?
So you said there was 1,111 non-represented employees. Are those just non-classified?
No, sorry for the confusion. So there's so many different levels of what an employee can be.
Yeah.
So we only in this state look at non-represented employees.
But they're all classified, non-rep.
There's both classified and appointed or non-classified under that non-represented category.
Yeah, both classified and non-classified.
Yes.
Okay. And then how many non-classified positions do you have at this point?
Positions? I have to get back to you on that. Classifications, it would be, and I'm not going to trust the math in my head, but 323 minus 49.
So that's the number of non-classified classifications, or
yes,
I guess I'm using that.
There's like the words are important in this.
Okay. But as far as the actual numbers of people in those positions, you don't have those right now?
I don't have it with me tonight. I can provide you with a more detailed report in preparation for our next meeting.
Oh, okay. That'd be great. Thank you.
Mr. Sexton has a question.
Well, I think that answered my question. I was just going to ask Shelby if you're going to go over all of this next month, and it sounds like that was a yes.
That is a yes. Is there anything in particular the board would like to see? Because we can do even a general presentation of how everything came out in addition to talking about the waiver of competitive exam that's needed. What would be interesting to the board?
And this in the what we're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
I always go from job descriptions and that kind of gives, a way to get a handle on what's going on. But I voiced this before. The charter has a very narrow definition of non-classified employees, and it seems like it keeps expanding. And I know this didn't start during your tenure. And I know when the previous HR manager was working, that I think, it was under her. I don't know if she actually, when this actually started to happen, but I know that there's been a trend over the last several years to put positions that probably should be, in my opinion, should be classified into non-classified category.
So
and
our city attorney's office went through every single one and reviewed it in alignment with the charter to every single one of the new all the classifications that are part of our non-rep study, and made a decision based on the charter and the duties that are assigned to each classification. So that was looked at closely.
Well, so, I don't know if that's the last word or not,
I'd like to know a breakdown maybe of by departments. How many departments were involved and how many classes were split out within the different departments, so just kind of an overview there. I'd also, want to pay careful attention to those quasi-engineering ones, just because they were a problem in the past. And also, I'd just like to say thank you. This is a lot of work, and I recognize that's a lot of work, and I think it was needed. You're right, it was a...
I don't want to do it again.
No. I wouldn't want to do it the first time.
We have some amazing professionals in our department that made this thing happen, and it was rocky with the pandemic, but I think we're pretty happy with the result, so thank you.
You bet. Also, how many of those, what's the outcome of your review with Alice and Rosemary? or how many classes wound up being represented after all or not? Just
they are still reviewing them for more detail. So we've provided them with the classification information. They're looking at that, and then particular job descriptions.
What's your percentage of work that helps with your determination of representation or not?
I don't think there is a good definition. So I think that's going to be part of the conversation as well.
Well, I'd be interested in hearing a report for how that went and kind of how you looked at it. You know, is it a 40% cut, or because there will always be common activities that you can't, you know, spell out and say this is, like, everybody answers the phone.
Yeah.
It's not just
Random class. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. That works. Anything else?
For me?
Okay. So now I'd like to move on to our three requests for competitive waivers of competitive examination tonight. You're probably wondering why the heck I'm presenting these. When I accepted this position as HR director, we used to have two assistant directors over our talent services group, which is the group that does recruiting and employee relations. We did a reorganization and put that entire group, it was divided between TPU and general government, under Cheryl Beidelman, who is our assistant HR director. So it's one united group. We have had some new employees come, we've had some folks transition out, and we're basically still working out all of the kinks. Didn't feel that it was fair to ask a new human resources analyst to come and present these tonight when they've never kind of experienced that before. So I'll be presenting them tonight and then deferring to them for questions. But in the future, you will see our fabulous HR analysts presenting these. So since we have some new board members, I'd like to give you a little bit of background on what a waiver of competitive examination is and what your role is. On occasion, we need to fill positions or classifications in the classified city service without going through the competitive examination process that's outlined in the Tacoma Municipal Code. This happens when we have a position or classification that requires unusual technical or professional qualifications, or we have individuals who have completed an approved apprenticeship, training, or certification program. Reclassification of a program, position that has an incumbent, or because of a classification reallocation due to a classification study by the Human Resources Department. When this need arises, our human resources analysts work closely with the position or classification's hiring manager and department leadership to prepare a request that includes justification for the waiver of competitive exam. That request is reviewed by me as the human resources director or my colleague, Cheryl Beidelman, our assistant human resources director. If we concur with the request, we endorse it and then bring it forward to you for consideration. So what I'll do this evening is present the justification for all three of the requests, and then you will, following Chair Hansen's lead, take an action on those requests. Any questions about that?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, board member.
Do you want to take these separately or all together?
Let's do it separately.
Okay. All right. So the first request for a waiver of competitive exam comes from Tacoma Power, and it is related to a position currently held by an employee, Linda Brent. Ms. Brent has been employed by the city since 1999. She started as an engineering aide over the past 23 years has progressed steadily through the engineering technician series. As an engineering tech 3, she has had a gradual accretion or growth and expansion of duties commensurate with the engineering technician 4 classification. Our code prevents us to consider the reclassification of a position when there has been a gradual accretion of new duties over a 2-year period. Our class and comp team did a thorough evaluation of her role and determined that a reclassification from engineering tech 3 to 4 was appropriate. So the position was reclassified. And now, pursuant to the code, we are requesting your approval to waive the competitive examination for this position to permit Ms. Brent's placement in the role.
All right. Do we have a motion to waive the...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move that we grant the city's waiver of competitive examination for reclassification from engineering technician 3 to engineering technician 4 for Linda Brent.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Question.
Discussion. Let's have discussion. Yeah. Sorry about
that's
that.
Okay. Just a quick question. So is it, remind me, it's been a while since we've done this. Is it written in the code when you have a reallocation, basically, that you have to bring it before the board?
Yes.
You can't just reallocate it since it's not a vacant position that she...
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay. Any other questions?
Just say from what you've described, and that's all I really know about it. It sounds like a success story. Somebody who's worked their way, been with the company, and particularly a woman in a non-traditional role in engineering. I mean, it's great, and I applaud you for this consideration.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks.
Well earned.
Did we have the second?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. All in favor? Say aye.
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 All in favor say nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes.
Okay. The next one is for an individual named Bradley Mitchell. This request also comes from Tacoma Power and is related to the appointment of Bradley Mitchell into the systems power dispatcher classification. Bradley recently completed the Systems Power Dispatcher Apprenticeship Program. This program is jointly sponsored by Power T&D and IBEW 483. This program is a post-journey level apprenticeship program that consists of approximately 4,000 hours of on-the-job classroom and simulator-based training over a 2-year period. Completion of the program is a significant accomplishment. Mitchum is a current Tacoma Power employee and has met all of the requirements to complete the apprenticeship. We are requesting your approval to waive the competitive examination process for this position and permit Mr. Mitchum's placement.
So moved.
Ms. Chairman?
I beat you.
Is there a second?
You want to second it?
Yeah, Dan, you can have the consolation prize.
Well, yeah, okay. I move as a motion, huh?
Oh, you're
second. I second.
Okay. Any questions or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Ayes have it.
The next request is for 8 people, and it is also regarding a completion of an apprenticeship program. Comes from Tacoma Power, and it is for the appointment of 8 people who have completed apprenticeship programs. The line, wire, and meter and relay apprenticeship programs are jointly sponsored by Power Transmission and Distribution and IBEW Local 483.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry. Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's waiver of competitive examination for line electricians Brandon Dalt, Phil Goss, Dave Kennard, and Brock Ross, and meter and relay technician Cody Smith, and wire electricians Rory Bellin, Tim Knuth, and Oren Mullen.
Do we have a second?
Second.
And when a board member client tells me it's hard to get line electricians anyway, yeah. So looks like we're very fortunate to have them as well as the other employees. So all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. And all opposed, say nay. Okay, the motion passes.
That concludes my report and request this evening. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Can I ask a quick question, follow-up question? On the apprenticeship program, are we still doing the Youth Build Tacoma type thing? Are any of these Youth Build Tacoma grads?
They are not. You actually asked me that once before, and I looked into it, and we don't currently participate in that program.
Okay.
Good question, because now I know what it is.
We used to.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Comments by the public. I'm not sure we have any public in here. Okay, we have, I guess we'd adjourn the regular meeting. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Okay, that motion, are all in favor? Say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Okay, the motion passes, and now we're going to have a study session. And we had a presentation. Oh, do I need to pause here? For anything?
Do you need to stop recording at this point, or is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I can't see it.
I got it.